Of all the cities during Abram's time, Sodom in the Jordan Valley was probably the most beautiful. Luxuriant tropical vegetation flourished here. Here was the home of the palm tree, the olive, and the vine. Flowers shed their fragrance throughout the year. Rich harvests clothed the fields. Flocks and herds covered the encircling hills. Treasures of the east adorned the rich palaces. Caravans of the desert brought precious stores to supply Sodom's busy mart of trade. The people of Sodom had little need to labor. They lived in luxury and idleness. The search for sensual indulgence and exciting pleasure was their main occupation. Day and night, Sodom rang to the sound of mirth and revelry, feasting and drunkenness. The vilest and most brutal passions were unrestrained. The people openly defied God and delighted in deeds of violence. It was into this city of wickedness that Lot chose to move when given the choice by Abram. The people of Sodom were so evil and wicked that God had no choice but to destroy them, lest their influence and wickedness spread throughout the entire world. The last night of Sodom was approaching. She was to be destroyed on the morrow. Already clouds of vengeance cast their shadows over the city. But the people perceived it not. That last day was like any other day that had come and gone. Evening fell upon a scene of loveliness and security. A landscape of unrivaled beauty was bathed in the rays of the setting sun. The coolness of eventide had called forth the inhabitants of the city, and the pleasure-seeking throngs were passing to and fro, intent upon the enjoyment of the hour. Lot was just wrapping his cloak about him, preparing to take his usual evening walk to the city gate.
Every evening you go to the gate. You sit there doing what? Talking, I suppose. Talking. Can't you stay home with me just one evening?
I consider it my duty to sit at the city gate every evening.
Your duty? To whom? And what? Oh, next you'll be telling me that you have been appointed as a welcoming committee to welcome every visitor to Sodom and loudly proclaim the merits and advantages of living in Sodom.
I am a welcoming committee. Yes, a self-appointed committee. Not to applaud the merits of Sodom, but rather to protect the visitors from the evils of Sodom. As a representative of the God of heaven, it is my duty to warn and protect the stranger entering Sodom. Oh, well, dear, I'll be home soon after dark.
Lot took his accustomed place at the city gate, little realizing the imminent danger facing Sodom and its people.
Good evening, neighbor.
Oh, good evening, Lot. Your wife and family are well and happy, I hope.
Oh, yes, yes, thank you. Unusual lot of traffic this evening. People going to or coming from a cooling dip in the river. There are very few, if any, visitors. Wait. Those two look like strangers. Yes, they are. Greetings, friends. You are strangers?
We are.
Well, welcome to Sodom. My name is Lot. And may I be so bold as to invite you to my home as overnight guests?
Thank you, sir, but we will abide in the street.
In the street? Oh, but you mustn't. It isn't safe.
You mean to say that it would be dangerous for us to remain in the street?
I'm ashamed of it, sir, but it's the truth. Roving bands of young people, sometimes they're not all so young, roam the streets looking for strangers to molest and rob, and sometimes even kill. I insist that you accept the protection and hospitality of my home for the night.
We're strangers. Why are you so interested in us?
It's a part of my religion. Lessons I learned at the feet of my Uncle Abram. I cannot leave you to the mercy of the rabble.
All right, Lot. We will accept your kind invitation.
You gentlemen go in the front room, please? Visit while I do up the dinner dishes and prepare your beds.
Yes, gentlemen. Come with me, if you will, please. Just be seated, anywhere.
You have a nice home here, Lot.
Oh, it's comfortable. We like it.
From what you said at the gate, we gather that the people of Sodom are wicked.
Oh, indeed they are, sir. It's not safe to be outside after dark. I doubt if the people at the time of the flood were any more wicked when God destroyed them.
Are you suggesting that God might destroy Sodom?
No, not necessarily.
Can you tell us why the people of this city are more wicked than the people of other cities?
The people are idle, sir. They have nothing to do. Idleness is the greatest curse that can come to man. Vice and crime are the products of idleness. It enfeebles the mind and debases the soul. Satan lies in ambush for the idle.
Excuse me, Lot, but do I not hear a crowd of people just outside the door?
Yes. I know why they're here, what they want. We must have been observed at the city gate. They know I have brought you here, and they've come to harm you. If you'll excuse me, I'll go outside and try to stop them.
And Lot! Lot, you have two men in there, two strangers. Bring them out, and we'll deal with them.
I beg you, brethren, do not do this wickedness.
They're strangers. Men, please, be a little more quiet so I can talk to them. Quiet.
All right.
Quiet. Are you a judge over us, Lot, that you call us wicked? Be careful, lest we do worse to you than to those men. Now, men, listen to me. Lot himself is not one of us. He's an Israelite. I say we should treat him as a stranger. Now let's rush in on him and tear him limb from limb. You ready? Call, let's go get him.
Quick, Lot, inside.
I call down blindness upon all of you.
Oh, you smote those people out there. You, I perceive, you are angels, messengers from God.
Yes, Lot. We are come to destroy Sodom, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord.
Destroy Sodom?
Even as the people of Noah's day were destroyed because of their great wickedness, so shall Sodom be destroyed. But fear not, Lot. For we will protect and save you and all the members of your family who will flee with you from wicked Sodom. For God will not destroy Sodom, nor the earth at the end of all things, except he first provide salvation and a way of escape.
Do I have time to find and warn my married daughters and their husbands?
If you will do so without delay, yes.
I will go immediately.
Sodom be destroyed? Why, Father, how gullible you are. You and your superstitions, fears.
Sodom has passed the limit of divine forbearance.
Oh, nonsense. I don't see any evidence of danger. Everything's exactly as it's been for years and years. Sodom be destroyed?
Oh, I beg you, forsake Sodom and come with me to salvation.
Sodom is a wonderful place. Where else would we be as well off as we are here?
Oh, we're rich. We have great possessions. Leave them here. Oh, no, no, my deluded father-in-law.
Lot returned sorrowfully to his home and told the story of his unbelieving daughters and sons-in-law. Then the angels bade Lot arise and take his wife and two unmarried daughters and flee the city while there was yet time. But Lot delayed. It was hard to forsake his luxurious home and all the wealth acquired by the labors of his life, and to go forth a destitute wanderer. Stupefied with sorrow, he lingered, loath to depart. The heavenly messengers took Lot and his wife and two daughters by the hand and led them out of the city.
Escape for your lives. Look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in all the plain, lest thou be consumed.
And the angels turned back to Sodom to accomplish their work of destruction.
We must hurry, forge onward, and we must not look back, lest we be consumed.
Oh, I don't want to leave Sodom. My daughters are back there. My social ties. Everything I've ever had or wanted is in Sodom. I want to go back. My heart is there. I will take just one last look and see.
My dear, you look back. You longed for Sodom and you have perished with it. A pillar of salt.
That morning, as the sun arose, it showered Sodom and its awakening inhabitants with delight and the prospects of peace and prosperity. Sodom was as it had always been. The stir of active life began in the streets. Men went their various ways, intent on business or pleasures of the day. The sons-in-law of Lot were making merry at the fears and warnings of the weak-minded old man. Suddenly, the tempest broke. Brimstone and fire rained out of heaven. Sodom's palaces and temples, costly dwellings, gardens and vineyards, and the gay, pleasure-seeking throng. All were consumed. The sights of Sodom and Gomorrah became a desolation, a place never to be built up or inhabited. A witness to all future generations of the certainty of God's judgment upon transgression.